This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5.
We want to welcome Brevard Cooling and Heating Incorporated as corporate sponsors of the radio ministries of WMIE, available at 321-757-9008. Brevard Cooling and Heating services all types of air conditioners from MIMS in Titusville all the way down to Palm Bay, Barefoot Bay, Satellite Beach, and all points in between. Brevard Cooling and Heating, 321-757-9008. Once again, 757-9008 for Brevard Cooling and Heating.
WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Revelation chapter 13, verse 8 says this, "All who dwell on the earth will worship him." Hey, that's a great thought, isn't it? You're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. It's your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Thank you, friends, for taking 15 minutes of your busy day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. We're looking at something. I've entitled this The Great Deceiver. So look at the famous Antichrist found in Revelation chapter 13. Now, back to what I said. Hopefully, you know the Word of God enough that I just made you sore by saying that I'm crazy. Or did you say amen? All who dwell on the earth will worship him. No, we're not talking about Jesus, friend. We're talking about the great deceiver, the Antichrist. What a scary thought. Now, luckily, there's a comma there after that outlandish statement I made. All who dwell on the earth will worship him, comma, whose names are not written in the book of life, of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. We're wrapping up this sermon here today and tomorrow. What a thought. What a great evangelistical tool for you and I. All who dwell on the earth are going to worship this guy, and they're going to be deceived into doing it. That's what we're looking at. This is part three. We're going to wrap this up tomorrow. If you have questions on this, write to me, paul@wmiefm.com. Go to my website, wgodradio.com, and download the whole thing. Look for the great deceiver.
I saw one of his heads as it were wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed. And all the world wondered or marveled after the beast. And they worshiped the dragon, which gave power unto the beast. And they worshiped the beast, saying, "Who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him?" Now I'll say this. People will worship the devil not knowing it. Remember where we started today. The great dragon was cast out. That old serpent called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. People at the end of the age will worship the devil and not know it. Never mind that. People today are worshiping the devil and don't know it. Satan's throne has been erected right here in the United States of America. The United States worships at the altar of abortion. Satan's throne has landed in the United States. It's right here today. But if you told people they were worshiping the devil, what would they do? They'd be aghast. He deceives the whole world. Remember my definition of deceive. To think that something is something while something is actually something else. The difference is, this you can repent of here today. But tomorrow there's no repentance. There's no repentance for these things after it's too late, after the Lord comes back for his church. All right, verse 5. There was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies, and power was given unto him to continue 42 months. All right, question. How long does the Antichrist rule? 42 months. Divide 42 by 12, what do you got? 3.5. 3.5 years. Significant number in this book. Revelation 11:3 says, I will give power to my two witnesses. They will prophesy 1,260 days. Divide that by the Hebrew calendar of 360 days to a month. What do you got? 3.5. 3.5 years. When they die, the Bible says the Antichrist, the beast that says here, says who comes out of the bottomless pit, makes war with them, overcomes them, and kills them. Verse 6. He opened his mouth in blasphemy against God. I mean, I could spend a whole week on each one of these verses. He opened his mouth in blasphemy against God to blaspheme his name, his tabernacle, and them that dwell in heaven. Interesting. I mean, Antichrist blasphemes God, blasphemes his name. You could see that, right? But isn't this an odd statement to make? Blaspheme those that dwell in heaven? Let me ask the question. Would any from the Madison, Wisconsin-based Freedom From Religion Foundation, do they currently trash anyone that lives in heaven? No. Who shakes an angry fist and goes, oh, those people in heaven? It's laughable. It's ridiculous. Why? Why is he blaspheming those that live in heaven? Perhaps something has happened here on earth to cause him to do this. You think? Like 100 million less Christians here on the earth? The Lord came back, took his own, took him up into heaven, and now you got a guy over here that's going to trash those Bible thumpers that are gone and aren't here anymore. That's my only understanding to this. No one trashes those who reside in heaven. Okay. The Apostle Paul says this about this man, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God, or every object of worship, so that he sits as God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Now, let me ask a question here for all you mathematicians out here. Please compute for me. Please add the following two thoughts and tell me what your answer is, okay? Number one, the devil deceives the whole world. Number two, the Antichrist sits as God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. What's one plus one, church? And in my spirit, this verse just screams out to me. It says, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Church, the knowledge you have in your head is priceless. It's worth more than all of this world's money and gold. And this is all you need to know about this guy. Now let's wrap this up here at verse 7. It was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. Uh-oh. Who's the saints? And don't tell me Christopher. And don't tell me St. Nicholas either. You're the saints. You. It was granted to him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. Skin for skin. All that a man has, he will give for his life. By the way, how's your spiritual fortitude doing today? That Greek word again, hupomone. I love that word. Fortitude, pizzazz, strength, spiritual arrogance. On this day, the verse will echo faintly. Count it all joy, my brethren, when you encounter various trials, knowing the testing of your faith produces patience, endurance, strength. This is why for all these years, God has made your life difficult, so you would have the strength to get through this day. Whether it's here at the end, whether it's today, whether it's in Syria or Iraq or England or California or Texas or maybe right here in Florida. It was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. And power was given him over all kindreds, tongues, and nations. Now look carefully and prayerfully at verse 8. And let's repeat it together. You ready? All that dwell upon the earth shall worship him. Stop. Again. All that dwell upon the earth shall worship him. Now thank God, we've got a comma there. Whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world? Why? Because they want to spend eternity in hell and outer darkness? No. Because they are deceived. He who has an ear to hear, let him hear. Lord, we thank you for your word. There is no more greater evangelistic verse in the Bible than this. All who dwell on the earth will worship him, whose names aren't written in your book, Lord. I pray right now you'd set us on fire with this truth, Lord. You've opened our eyes to the truth. I pray you'd send us out with it, north, south, east, and west. Send us to our family members. Send us to the people we work with, the people that we know. You've made it a great thing that everyone's interested in this subject. Send us out here now. Help us. Use us to set people free with the knowledge of the truth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This verse, Revelation 13:8, is your greatest evangelistic motivational tool that you have today. There is no more greater tool for you than this verse right here. All who dwell on the earth will worship him. Certainly you know somebody, don't you? A son or a daughter or parent? Or friend, you see, everyone's interested in this topic.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.